You're with SBS Radio.
Isang magandang-magandang umagang muli sa inyong lahat at syempre salamat sa inyong muling pag-antabay sa SBS Filipino Weekend Edition. Annalyn Villata po makakasama ninyo hanggang alas 11 ng umaga at syempre sasamahan tayo ng ating panauhin, Filipino-Australian singer and voice coach, Tina Ranoso-Bangle. Magandang umaga sa iyo, Tina. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
What do you think about keeping the indigenous language alive and especially being taught at school?
Oh, I think it's a great opportunity for kids to be able to learn about different cultures. And yeah, it's something that, you know, growing up when I was a kid, it wasn't really taught in at school. So it's like, I think it's important to know where the history has come from, and also just finding out about cultures and especially the indigenous culture that we don't really get to speak about.
Yes, and it's also the same with all the different languages of migrants, isn't it? For us, for Filipinos.
Yeah, that's right. And I know, like, even for the Filipino language, it's something that that I would love to keep introducing to my child, to my son. And every now and then we say little words, but you don't want to lose that. You don't want to.
Although it's hard work.
It's something that I think you have to be aware of. And it's something that, I'm not truly aware of all the time and conscious about it. But, yeah, I think it's important because I was just thinking about, even the food.
Yeah.
Filipino food that we need to keep. Like my husband, he's Australian, and he said to me, you've got to really get your mum to teach you how to cook certain Filipino dishes because we're getting older.
So. And maybe you can feed him more Filipino food.
Yes.
That's why.
True.
Yes.
But yeah, just coming together for special occasions, like when we're together for Easter, we go to my parents' house and mum cooks the lumpia and we all gather around the table and cook together and wrap the lumpia together. And it's very special. It's just like the language, we want to keep that bond there. And
it's a family bonding.
It is family bonding. So.
Yes, you mentioned about Easter and keeping culture, isn't it? Easter in the Philippines is quite different here. For many religious or even not for religious people in the Philippines, they usually go to church, isn't it?
Yes.
But for you having grown up here, what is it like spending Easter in Australia?
Well, we go to church as well. We go to the mass and then we go after mass, we go to my parents' house and we celebrate, over food.
Yeah. See, it's food. Pagkain.
Yes. And it's just that's what I've been brought up with. Since I was young. It's something that it's very special, just to keep
it's
that
still family,
tradition.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it is family. Mm. It's all about family. And it's the whole extended family come to my parents' house. And it's a nice time to catch up with family because we're so busy.
Yeah.
And then, and it's a time to reflect on, and be grateful for what we have.
Mm. And today is Palm Sunday, Palaspas. Palaspas in the Philippines, like everyone has the Palaspas, like the palm leaf.
Yes.
That's what we do for Palaspas. But for Easter Sunday, what do you do, Tina? Do you have Easter hunting? Easter egg hunting?
Yes, we do.
For kids?
We do. So I have my son, who's now 12, and then we have all the little cousins who are much younger than him. So we go and do the egg hunting, put it around the garden. Mum's got a beautiful garden, so it's nice to, you know, put it all in the different plants and they can find it. At the same time, Mum and Dad have got this tradition where not only do they put eggs around the house and also the garden, but they also put money.
Oh, that's the good thing.
Yeah, so that's even more exciting. It's really fun.
Mm. We had you before in the program, Tina, and we talk about your one voice singing lesson, isn't it?
Yes.
Are you continuing with that one?
Yeah, we have. I have quite a few students and we just finished our our end of year concert, but I had to hold it in March because what happened was there was a big thunderstorm the night before the performance, and we got to the venue and we realized there was no power. Ooh. So we had set up the room for the big concert and we're like, oh, maybe there's like
a generator
that, you know, or there might be like a time where it'll come on at 12:30 when we booked it, and then, you know, the lights will come on, but it didn't come on. And so all the kids started turning up and the families, and I had to send them away. Oh. And then we had to reschedule for March. But so we ended up having a end of year concert in March, and we normally do that. We have mid year concerts and end of year concerts, and it's just a time to showcase the kids and what they've been working on.
Mm. I know 4 years ago or 5 years ago, some of the kids that were under the lesson went to America for the Glee Club.
Glee Club Australia. And they were invited to join other kids around Australia to go and perform in Disneyland and Universal Studios. And, it was so much fun. We went there and a lot of the kids also performed at Hollywood Parade, which was a great
exciting
experience.
Yeah. And all those kids are no longer kids now.
No.
Some of them are young adults.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And one of them Clarissa May.
Yeah. She was here and on the program, I think, in February.
Yes. Yeah. And she was launching her song, her new song. And so she's come a long way. She's doing a lot of festivals around, and she just released her EP. So I'm really proud of them. There's a lot of kids that have gone on to, you know,
pursue the music, their own music.
That's right.
But for you as a singer, I know that you're sharing your talent and your passion in music to other kids or to kids, but how do you really enhance your voice and continue on singing?
In terms of doing it for a living I think it's, you've just got to love it, and you have to remember why you're doing it for. So you know, it's really important for me to kind of ask my kids and my students, why are you doing it? Is it important for you to express yourself? Is it important to, do you have a message to say? Do you have something that you want to share with people so that they can be touched and moved by your voice and by your singing? And I think when you are looking at serving people with your talent, I think you're able to keep moving and you're more driven, and you have just like what I said about Clarissa, you know, her song is about vulnerability and it's something that she was able to express, and then it's inspired other people to, you know, to be vulnerable too, and to share their feelings.
It's okay to be vulnerable.
That it's okay. So, I think that's the main thing. If you want to be able to touch people and to be able to have a message to inspire them.
Yeah. I know you're also doing online music thing with a collaboration with other artists and singers, isn't it? But we'll talk about that after some promos. Magbabalik po tayo makalipas ang ilang mga paalala. At sa ating pagpapatuloy sa ating panayam kay Tina, ngayon naman ating pag-uusapan ng kanyang mga pinagkakaabalahan sa ngayon. Siyempre, going digital na rin si Tina. Podcast, Tina, what is it about?
Okay, so the podcast is called One Voice Can Change the World. And I interview amazing singers and people in the music industry that, you know, are either up and coming or that they're really doing so well in the industry, and they're just sharing how their persistence and how they work and how they are successful in their field and what they're doing. And then we share, you know, we share like what they do within their day, how they practice, and how they have their certain mindset to keep going in the field, in the industry.
Aside from like tips from them as well, do they also sing on your podcast?
No. Actually, only one did. You know, David Pomerantz did.
Yeah. So it's like for those who will listen to the podcast, they will learn about how to go through with music and really keep going with music.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I asked them how they got started with music, what did they do during certain challenges in their career, and then they also share with me their idea of what One Voice Can Change the World means to them.
I know One Voice has been really a name or a trademark for Tina Bangle, but for you, what can One Voice do in changing the world?
Yeah, I think it's powerful. I don't think people understand how powerful they are. And I'm trying to kind of bring that out and say, you know, even though no matter what background you are, no matter what you've done in the past, your voice is important. And it's not only just singing. It could be dancing or writing or, you know, anything creative or what you're doing now, you know. it's has a ripple effect on people's lives. You know, you're able to bring people on and share what they're doing. And, it's just a way to acknowledge people and letting them, you know, be heard.
Yeah, and I think the message that music can bring to people, isn't it?
Yeah, it's touching. Mm. It's music can bring, you know, an uplifting feeling. Yeah. It can bring you to a place where you remember your childhood.
Yeah,
yeah. So it's very, very powerful.
Aside from your podcast, you're also doing a free online webinar. What is this about?
Yeah, so a lot of people ask me, you know, how can I improve?
Yeah.
How can I improve with singing? And there are three things that I believe will make a difference with your singing. And it's learning how to breathe properly.
Okay.
Yes. And also how to have a mindset like a superstar, because you have to believe that you can perform, and you have to instill in yourself, in your brain, that I can do this. So I share different tips on how you can elevate your mindset, and then I also, it's an interactive webinar, so I'll go through some activities with you where we'll do breathing activities to help you to be able to sing longer notes and to sustain your voice for singing and to not feel vocally fatigued.
And this is a one-on-one class, is it? Online
this,
class?
This is actually, you can just I could just join and there's I could probably share the link with you. It's
okay.
free. So you just need to log in, put your email in, and then you'll get a link to the free training.
Yeah. And if people who are listening to us this morning want to look it up on the website or online, what is it called?
So it's called, you'll have to visit my website, tinabangle.com. Singing Mastery Masterclass.
Oh, yeah. You're going to be a master in singing.
Yes.
Since you are doing this Singing Mastery Masterclass, what's your three major tips for up and coming or emerging singers or artists?
So, okay, number one would be to kind of go to a vocal coach or a mentor, have a mentor to help,
guide you.
Yeah, yeah. It could be, it doesn't have to be a vocal coach. It could be somebody that you look up to, maybe, somebody that's been in the field. And also don't stop learning, don't stop finding out how you can improve and invest in yourself. I think that's a huge thing.
Mm.
Either go and do free courses or go and do go and watch a concert.
Yeah.
That's something that's like will inspire you. I read this book called The Artist's Way, and that's one of the things that really helped me is going on an artist date.
Whoa.
So an artist date is going and, going to somewhere that will light you up and will fuel you to keep...
Like push you really hard to keep on going.
Yeah, to keep going because it is a difficult industry. It can be lonely too, especially when you have your own business.
Yeah.
So that would be another one to invest in yourself. And then, again, the last one is to really just know why you're doing it. It's important to know
why. The why is really important, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. There's a really amazing book by Simon Sinek. And he's also, I think, had a talk on
TED
YouTube.
Talk, yeah.
Is it a TED Talk? And I just love his message, how it's important to understand why you are doing what you're doing because then you'll have that purpose.
Purpose, yeah. And I think... It's not just in music, as you mentioned earlier. It's in whatever field you are at in, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Whatever field you're in, I think you can apply those things to whether you're a dancer or an artist.
Even if you're a dentist.
Yes.
What's your purpose in going in your clinic?
That's
isn't
right.
it?
Yeah, yeah. It's good to have good teeth.
Yeah. And we will talk more about your upcoming shows or projects. But before that, kakanta ka para
okay,
sa atin.
Yes.
Yes. And you're going to be singing Nandito Ako.
Yes.
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 Nandito po si Tina Bangle sa awitin na Nandito Ako.
Nais malaman Nandito ako, umiibig sa'yo. Kahit na nagdurugo ang puso, kung sakaling iwanan ka niya, huwag kang mag-alala, may nagmamahal sa'yo. Nandito ko.
Tina, you are so good with your lyrics. It's in Tagalog.
Oh, but thanks.
How do you do that? You can't really speak fluent Tagalog, but when you sing, it's in Tagalog.
Oh, I think
how many days do you practice?
Well, because I've sung the song for many years. It's one of my favorite songs. But when I do practice, like especially when I'm doing backing vocals, you know, for the Filipino celebrities, I have to really practice a lot. And I guess just listening to it, I'm kind of used to listening to the vowels.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just kind of pretend I'm not Aussie anymore.
It brings you back to the Philippines.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm really lucky because I get to work with some other backing vocalists like Pam Picard, who's another beautiful singer who just finished the show at Noli.
You know, Noli Metangere.
Yes. So she actually was part of that production. So we normally do backing vocals together when we do the shows.
Yeah.
And even Stephen Celeste, who was part of Revive. Mm. So they're very fluent. They're very good in Tagalog. So
they help you out.
They help me out. And they just laugh at me every time we have rehearsals. Because... Yeah.
I know you have written your own song, One Beautiful Day, am I correct? Tomorrow is another day.
Tomorrow it'll be a better day.
It will be a better day.
Oh, thanks,
it's in English, but have you ever thought of writing your own song in Tagalog or in Filipino?
Well, no, actually, that might be a good idea.
Yeah.
Do you remember... Tita Richie Venaventura.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she actually translated Colors of the Wind for me in Tagalog.
Oh.
And that was the first time I've ever sung on SBS radio because she translated it for me. She wanted somebody to sing it on the radio. So I think that might be a good
idea. Yeah. And you have to come back for that if you've done that one.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah. And speaking of future projects, you'll be in concert or you're part of a concert called David Pomeranz and Melissa Manchester, isn't it?
Yes.
It's going to be at the end of April?
End of May, actually.
End of May,
yes.
Yeah.
31st of May at the State Theatre. So I'm very excited about that.
David Pomeranz is known in the Philippines. He's been there, I think, for a couple of concerts already.
He's always there, isn't he?
Yeah. And I think he loves the Philippines.
Oh, he loves it.
He also tried to sing Tagalog songs in one of his concerts I saw.
Yes. Yeah, he's amazing. He's a lovely man. I sang If You Walked Away with him in his first concert when he came to Australia. Mm. I think it was 2010.
Yeah.
So I'm really honoured to be able to do that again for this State Theatre concert. So I'll be doing a duet with him and doing his backing vocals as well.
Wow.
So I'm really excited. Yeah.
Why can't he take you to America to his world tour? Yeah, it's on the 31st, that's in Sydney.
Yes.
But there's another one before Sydney concert. He'll be in Canberra, isn't it?
Yeah, he'll be in Canberra. And Chris Cruz.
Oh, Chris Cruz.
Yeah, she'll be singing with him too. She'll be singing If You Walked Away with him as well for the Canberra concert.
Oh,
so
okay.
That'll be great.
Chris Cruz is part of, or the vocalist for Vonix Connects, right?
Oh, yes.
Yes. And aside from you and Chris Cruz, Mark Bautista, the Filipino artist, will be in concert with, is part of the concert,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, he'll be part of the concert. So our musical director is Mr. Ronnie Dundun. And so we've got for the Sydney show anyway. It'll be us and then I think it would be a five-piece band. So
it's going to be a fun night.
Very special. And I've never sung on a massive stage as big as the State Theatre, I don't think. Like Town Hall I have.
Yeah.
But it'll be a very nice experience and probably a kind of a dream come true, because the last time I went to the State Theatre was when I watched Rent, the musical.
Was it long ago?
Yeah, it was a long time ago. And when I was sitting at the... where I was sitting, below me was Kylie Minogue.
Oh.
So we were busy just watching Kylie Minogue interact.
Known person on the audience. So yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And it was it was interesting. She looked like a little
doll.
Little child.
A little doll.
Yeah, she's very cute.
And for other information about the David Pomeranz and Melissa Manchester, where can they get information from, Tina?
Yeah, so they can book actually on Ticketmaster.com.
Okay. And it's on the 31st. It's Saturday or Sunday?
That will be... Oh, let me check. I think it's...
Friday.
It's a Friday?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay. Friday.
You're not ready yet. Okay. Any other projects or shows coming up?
Well, we're actually in the process of creating a few collaborations with people. So my kids will be singing with a few artists around the world. So one of them being a violinist who's based in Pennsylvania.
So they'll give me a...
We're not going to fly. Yeah. We're just going to use the internet.
Oh, okay. So yes, because it's a digital world
now.
Yeah,
it's a digital world. So yeah. He is a really great electric violinist and does amazing, like, award-winning, music for weddings. So we're going to collaborate with him. He's going to be doing... the violin for Can't Stop the Feeling by Justin Timberlake, and the kids will be singing. So we're just going to combine the two videos together. So that's a fun collaboration and a fun project that the kids will be involved in, and I'll be singing as well.
Yeah, and also your podcast is continuing, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
ongoing. And the webinar?
Yeah, the podcast is on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, everywhere, on YouTube as well. So... it's nice to have all the really beautiful
some tips
singers.
From Tina, yeah,
and my guests, yeah,
yes, yeah.
There's
yeah.
really good tips. Marcus Rivera was on it. Brian Lorenz.
I think the Filipino Australian community of singers and artists are in all collaboration with each other, isn't it? How good is that?
Yeah, it is great. It is great. Yeah, we're all kind of family.
No competitions at all.
No, even like the young ones, you know, we kind of, the older guys take them under their wings, and you know, they're so, it's so nice, it's so lovely.
One piece of advice for upcoming or existing artists before you sing I Love You, I Do.
Okay. One advice.
Keep going.
Keep going. Yeah. Oh, wow. I've given my probably the three best ones that I had. But, you know, to keep going is a good advice. But it's like how to keep going.
Mm.
Just kind of, I guess, fuel yourself and surround yourself with people who will lift you up. I think that's the main thing. And that's the beauty of the Australian Filipino community with the musicians, is that we really, you know, lift each other up.
Yeah, it's very important. Bago tayo
magtapos,
Tina Bangles sa awitin na I Love You, I Do. Magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat. Siyempre, Ana Limvilata, hanggang sa muli.
Never met a man quite like you, doing all he can, making my dreams come true. You're strong and you're smart, you've taken my heart, and I give you the rest of me too. You're the perfect man for me, I love you, I do. Ooh, I love you.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.